I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The family of Devon Bailey called for an independent investigation into his death today. As 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, 19-year-old Bailey was a suspect in a robbery when he was shot and killed by the Colorado Springs Police Department on August 3rd.
Bailey's family called for transparency and justice, demanding the state attorney general take over the investigation. Reverend Promise Lee spoke on behalf of the family, saying they don't trust Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers or the city's police department.
We do not trust the process of investigation in this case. Regardless of how you try to sweep this under the rug, you will not be successful.
Pastor Terry Thomas also spoke. He criticized the current investigation by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, saying, quote, "Friends cannot be trusted to investigate friends." The family called for the immediate release of all police video from the shooting. Their attorney said the city has promised they'll get it, possibly by the end of the week. The Sheriff's Office is expected to turn over their findings to the district attorney by Friday, after which the city has said it plans to release body camera footage. For 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser joined with 21 other states and several local governments to challenge the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's rollback of clean air standards and climate rules. The lawsuit filed today in the Washington, D.C. Court of Appeals alleges that the EPA's new plan, which seeks to replace the 2015 Clean Power Plan, demonstrates a failure of the agency to uphold its legal duty to regulate air pollutants when they pose a risk to public health. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.